Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he's a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper.
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach Lane and Rattlesnake spitting straight facts, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
when they making noise.
Oh shit, we're back, baby boys. It's a Monday, favorite day of the week. The fuck is up, baby boys? I'm the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the king of things. Coming at you like Cleopatra with the international superstar, Zach Amico. What's up, kid?
How you doing, buddy? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, my friend. You know I love Mondays.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day.
Long weekend. Got up this morning, got on a flight at 6 a.m. from Canada.
Well, thank you for doing that for us, buddy.
Of course. It was for you guys. I knew. What would they do without me? Probably not call me a faggot in the chat. Shout out to everyone.
Now we still do that.
No, maybe. Even if I wasn't here, they'd be doing it. This is going to be a great Lewis and Zach. I'm very excited. The ascension continues. It's a new era in the Lewis and Zach show. We're getting great guests, different guests, people that aren't normally here. I'm pumped. I'm very pumped. Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat, gasdigital.com. If you guys are not subscribed, go subscribe. Go to gasdigital.com. Use that promo code LAZ. Get all of our shows uncensored and ad-free. We already had a censor like 5 words already on today's show for YouTube. So if you guys hate that censorship and you guys want to support comedy the best way you can, that's the way to do it. Ad-free, uncensored, racist live chat, pre-release on all the episodes, a bonus episode every Friday. Holy shit. We ain't fucking around. 2 incredible guests in studio. Ladies and gentlemen, you know we're from the Madhouse podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Maddie Smith back on the show.
What's up?
What's up, girl?
How you guys doing?
I chose you because you're the toughest female I know, and I also brought in the toughest male that I know.
Yeah. So are we gonna fight?
Maybe. Yes.
That'd be fun.
Possibly.
That'd be fun. We look like siblings.
Yeah, a little. Yeah, we definitely got the pale skin going.
You're Irish?
A little bit. Yeah.
A little Scottish.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
You might know him from his Bloodsport promotion. I know him as the babyface assassin, the youngest UFC champion in history. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Josh Barnett joins the show for the first time.
I'm glad to fill the gap because you couldn't get anybody better.
No, you're the best. I'm pumped about this. I'm legitimately pumped to have you on the show. I saw you were going to be in New York. I reached out. I was like, let me get Josh Barnett on the show. Very happy you said yes, man.
Well, you know, what could I say? I mean, with those pretty brown eyes of yours, how could I say
stop
no?
Stop it. You guys, you might be related. They both flirt with me. Look at this.
Anytime, Lewis.
Well, according to the chat, I got a good shot. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Trust me. They're also calling me other words as well, so don't worry. I won't read them all.
Yeah, keep it varied.
So listen, Josh, you had an event last night here in New York City, which is pretty cool. This isn't typically an interview show, but I did my research on this. I know Zach was our field correspondent. Mm-hmm. He went out. He said he had a fucking blast of a time. It's a very different sort of thing that you do with Bloodsport, mm-hmm. right? And we have some highlights. Well, we can pull some of that up. But just talk to the fans a little bit. Give me the quick elevator pitch on why people would like Bloodsport over regular pro wrestling, over MMA. Why is this the thing they should be watching?
I think the average length and girth of the Bloodsport wrestler is greater than the usual professional wrestling show. Basically, the thing about Bloodsport is think about wrestling, but stripped to its rawest sort of version. Yeah. So less about costumes. There's no like big dramatic storylines being built into stuff. It's just a guy shows up or a gal shows up, stripped down in the ring. There's not like a whole lot that you can. There's no ropes.
Yeah.
You can only win by knockout or submission.
Maddie's upset. Maddie loves ropes.
I know. She's a big ropes fan. Yeah, but that's usually around the
neck.
Sounds
like high school. Yeah. Yeah.
At her chest and her back. Yeah. Really, wherever she can get some ropes.
A couple belts or something.
Yeah, she's like, Shibari? What?
So it's like high school wrestling? No. Bare bones.
More like watching UFC and MMA in that sense, but in a pro wrestling vibe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, yeah. Look, dude, it looks awesome. Very fun. Very, very... comes off as much more like brutal than regular pro wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very cool. I mean, it's hard. We call it the hardest hitting promotion in all of professional wrestling.
Okay. And you took it over, right? I was reading that Matt Riddle started it initially.
Yeah. So originally GCW had Matt Riddle as like the name title guy, right?
Yeah.
And then after the first show, he got picked up by WWE. Right. So then the head of GCW reaches out and he goes, "Hey, man, would you be interested in taking over this show?" And I said, "Yeah, except I need to be producing it, booking it. Like, this has to be my show.
Your thing.
I'm going to take care of all of this." And from our first show, which we did at White Eagle Hall in Jersey City,
completely different
animal. And since then, I've been making different changes and in terms of presentation and streamlining things, and to the point that we are now up like show 13 with one show done in Japan, and it's own animal. And to me, it's a much better product than where they were starting. But at the same time, like, nobody really had done anything like this.
Yeah.
Nobody in America was really familiar with this kind of wrestling. So
yeah, this is it's very cool. It's nice to see things are still evolving in these areas. I'm an old school pro wrestling fan. I'm an old school MMA fan at this point. You know what I'm saying? I don't really watch MMA as much as I used to, because it's sort of just shifted.
That's the thing that always like surprises people. Like, "Oh, did you watch fights?" Like, well, fucking no.
I never did.
You know how many fights I've seen? Like,
yeah.
You show me a fight that's going to be any different or unusual, or it's like, no.
Yeah.
I just read the play-by-plays and move on.
Yeah, I kind of keep up with the news. I kind of see what's going on with it. But, you know, I was talking to somebody about this. MMA just in general, it just... What was cool, in my opinion, what was cool about it when I was like the top of the, when I was really into it, I'm talking about like back in the day, it was like, you know, I think I started falling off probably, you know, I'd say after.
I would take a guess. It's like, as soon as guys weren't coming into the ring announced as being pit fighters, you were out.
I said it a little later than that. I was in through the Anderson Silva era. I was in through, you know, even the a bit of the Conor McGregor era. You know what it is? I'm an old school dork. And once it became a cool kid thing, it just sort of turned me off.
Kind of the same way. In that I liked the variety that you would get. And there wasn't, it wasn't like every weekend. And then, you know, twice on Sunday out of nowhere, you just had card. And of guys like, "Oh, who is this? Who is that guy? Why should I care about this dude?" Well, they need fights to fulfill, you know, media obligations and stuff like that, to have as many shows as they need. But I like seeing tournaments. You know, the one night tournaments I like seeing build into some sort of big blow off. Just watching just constant fights and people grinding up a rankings ladder. It's just boring.
If I can't pronounce their names, as soon as I stop being able to pronounce like 80% of the names, like there's too many syllables, there's too many letters, too many guys from Dagestan or
too
Russia.
Too many consonants.
Who knows?
All stuck together.
I have no idea who anybody is anymore, so it's kind of difficult. When I was into it, it was more like pro wrestling, you know, like the Chuck Liddell era. Mm-hmm. Even like, dude, Chael Sonnen was so great back in the day. I did a podcast with Bisping for a while, and like that sort of era was like the golden years in my opinion, and then it just became a little bit too like... almost like repetitive, maybe is the best way to put it.
Yeah, I would say so. It's kind of, you already know what you're going to get. Of course, you're going to get behind different fighters, and that really is like the key to all these kind of combat sports, is finding somebody that you find is cool or can relate to, or you like their story, and getting behind the individual, because I mean, everyone's throwing a punch and a kick and you know, going after submissions. It's all relatively the same. It's kind of, you know, every game ran long enough starts to streamline into certain ways of winning and approaching that game. And that's just all that's happened with MMA.
Yeah, I agree completely. Maddie, what do you think?
I met the Style Bender once. I don't know if that's, is that UFC, MMA?
It's both of those, yeah.
I mix up my letters. It's very large. But, you know, they gotta give themselves nicknames so we can pronounce their names.
Yeah, they do. But even the nicknames aren't as much fun.
No.
You had the Babyface Assassin, which is a great one.
I did.
But then you got older, so you couldn't say that anymore.
No, I got all scarred up and gray hairs. And finally got a single chest hair started coming through.
Beautiful.
At like 35. So.
Nice.
Maddie, what would be your nickname if you were a fighter?
The iron freckle. Yeah.
Maddie's
fear
liar.
Me.
Oh shit. So how, Zach, you went to the show last night. Talk to me.
That was a fucking blast. I wrestled former Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Who
I guess he's been. He just won a jiu-jitsu tournament, right?
Yeah, he's got a. He just got his purple belt. He's been competing. He's also a
Golden Gloves,
a few time Golden Gloves boxer. Yeah,
yeah.
It was fucking great. I mean, there's so many nerd questions I want to ask, but fucking Suzuki, dude, like how fucking wild.
Oh, that's
so he wrestled. They call him the Murder Grandpa. He was a old school fighter.
Yeah.
And then he went into WWE, Minoru Suzuki. And that was your first Bloodsport, right?
Yeah, that was the first Bloodsport main event was me versus Minoru Suzuki. And something like that is easy to pull off because I've known Minoru Suzuki for 20 years. Mm. And, you know, he's a good friend. We've trained together. We have tons of history. And, you know, getting in the ring with a guy like that, you just go out there and just, all right, you know he's going to come after you. So fucking just go for it. Like anything you need or anything possible in that ring, he's going to be able to bring it, especially in that Bloodsport style and that Bloodsport environment.
And it's so cool, like that we've gotten this era now where WWE would never do indie shit, and now they're sending guys over to do Bloodsport.
Oh, really?
So, Shayna Baszler, who you guys share mm-hmm. a trainer, right?
Right.
And then Charlie Dempsey just did it, who's William Regal's son.
Okay.
So they're sending guys over to kind of get over in Bloodsport.
Yeah, isn't the British Bulldog son in it?
Yes.
Davey Boy Smith Jr. I've actually, before he ever even went to the WWE, he used to train with me in Washington. He'd come down and do these shows for this company called Pinnacle Pro Wrestling in Auburn. And he saw me. I went to one of these shows. We met each other. We hadn't actually met yet, but he was also working in New Japan while I was too. And I was still fighting MMA as well over in Japan. So then I'm like, hey, you know, if you want to come and train, let's train. So I'd been working with him and teaching him catch wrestling and MMA since he was like before he could even drink.
Wow.
And I remember when he got an offer to go to the WWE, we're like sitting there in the jacuzzi after training, whatever. And he's like, you know, I'm not so sure. I don't know if this is exactly the path I want to go. So we had like a whole sit down and conversation about pros and cons and all this kind of stuff. And
yeah.
Then he chose to go to WWE. And
what are the cons in going to the WWE?
Well, he wanted to work more of a, he preferred the Japanese style. He preferred like really getting in there and spending way more time in the ring than out of the ring.
Right.
And at the time, and even now to a degree, there's a lot of effort put into writers coming up with these storylines and doing all this stuff.
It's
now.
A lot. It is a lot. I watched the first Raw and it was like three matches.
It was two hours of talking and like 45 minutes of wrestling.
Which is fine. Like, you know, you want some of that. But I remember when I was a kid, like you would get like, you know, Saturday morning wrestling. There'd be like, you know, the Brother Love show or there'd be like, you know,
Piper's Pit.
Yeah, Piper's Pit. And it would be like a little 5-minute interstitial, but then you'd have like a bunch of matches.
Right.
And it was, you know, super exciting. And now I feel like the guys are way more athletic and they do cooler shit, but there's so much storyline that, it was a little bit difficult for me to sink my teeth
into. So Harry's just like, I'm not sure that I want to go that route. And I just said, look, man, you're young as hell. So it puts cachet in your name. You'll get a ton of experience because they were still working on the road a lot. And, you know, it's just another way, another adaptation. Plus, you know, at the end of the day, if you have a decent little tenure there and you make good scratch, then you can at some point be like, you know, I just let me go. And
just do whatever you want. It's almost like when you're in MMA, these guys, if you get to the UFC, even if you never become a champion, if you have enough of a name and enough of a run, you can open gyms, you have a name.
You too could be a part of the Global Fight League.
Yeah, that's that. So let's see. Racist Live Chat says...
come on.
Let's see. Wrestling sucks. That's great.
Sure, okay,
wrestling is gay as fuck.
Word. Yeah, you'll love it then.
let's see. That ain't real wrestling. They're very supportive here in the Racist Live Chat. I love that.
That's great. No, it isn't real wrestling to whoever, TLD 36599999. I suppose it's not real wrestling to them, but it just because it involves.
Well, it's more like Baby Hitler was right.
Oh, yeah, Hitler was right. Real wrestling, definition of real wrestling, I imagine, involves a lot of KY spatulas and whatever objects are soft and moldable could be inserted.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you grow up on ECW?
No. I grew up on WWF. NWA before it became WCW, that Jim Crockett promotion stuff. Then AWA, and then really got into the Japanese stuff. But then when ECW was on the come up, of course, you had to go and check that out because the stuff they were doing, you'd see these GIFs that would take you like 30 minutes to download on the fucking internet back in the day. And then it's like some guy getting chokeslammed off of like a fucking tractor trailer through like 11 tables.
Yeah, it was the best.
Oh, you would have marked out last night hard.
Oh, yeah?
Because it was at Hammerstein, so they had Little Guido, Tajiri, and Super Crazy in a match.
Nice. Yep.
And then Tanaka fought. The guy who used to fight Mike
Masato
Awesome.
Tanaka, yeah.
Jesus. Dude, this guy's, I think he's 51. Dude, they were dumping him on his head from outside the ring.
Yeah.
It was... The fact that this guy can walk is a fucking miracle.
Yeah, I saw some crazy. I saw two ECW events ever live, and they were just, I mean, so fun. I saw Sandman versus Cactus Jack, like Pinnacle back in the day. Like, you know, that's when ECW was the best. And then I saw Marty Jannetty versus Jim the Anvil Neidhart, and the whole crowd just throwing trash at the ring and chanting Sean and Brett. It was the fucking best, dude. The bomb.
He was super crazy. He was 50-something. He did a fucking moonsault off the balcony.
Yeah.
Some of those dudes just blow you away, like... I did some shows with the original Tiger Mask over in Japan, and he was like 60 or whatever, and he would still hustle and move and just be fast as shit. And I'm like, what? How is that possible?
Yeah. I had to quit jiu-jitsu when I got my blue belt because both my knees went.
Really?
Yeah, I'm done.
Done.
Yeah.
See ya.
I got my blue belt, and I was like, you know what? I'm a martial artist now. This is it.
Yeah.
I've come to the top of the
mountain.
You're not
at the bottom. You got a little color on you. Yeah, you're good to go.
That's it. Maddie, talk to me. Have you ever been into a fight? You've never been into a fight, Maddie.
I'm boring as fuck.
Nobody smacked the shit out of you?
No,
not some fucking...
No smacked the shit out of me. Really, no.
You've always been this chick,
not public,
too. When I was growing up, I had an older sister. I would beat her ass.
You beat her ass.
Oh, you beat her ass?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So you got like a running tally? You have like tattoos of like hash marks for all the times you kicked your older sister's ass?
Yeah, and she has marks on her as well, you know?
She's psychic marks.
She was emo. Girls do a lot of slapping.
Okay.
Back slaps.
Hair pulling. Yeah.
That's the only way I can come, specifically, is what she's describing.
Yeah, back slaps and hair pulling.
Yeah, hair pulling, back slaps. I can't come anymore. It's my head. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
This is invisible ponytail.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar. If you are a cigar smoker, and I've become a cigar smoker, I was smoking cigars all this past weekend in Montreal. There's a great cigar bar below the third floor comedy club. Shout out to, was it Stogies? I think it's called. Incredible time I had there. But I'll tell you right now, I know cigars now because Small Batch Cigar sends me these boxes of amazing cigars. So if you're a cigar aficionado or if you're a newbie like me, they got you covered. An amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and just genuinely one of the best places to have an online shopping experience.
That is true. Plus, they have free shipping on every order. Almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. It comes with the Bovita Pack, included with every purchase. That's 69% humidity, so they come super fresh. It's got the most thorough packaging in the industry with an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars. And not only that, Lou, you get 5% rewards points instantly with your purchase.
Yeah, all you got to do right now is go to smallbatchcigar.com and use the promo code GAS10. You're going to save 10% off. You're getting 5% rewards points. It's coming in the mail and the best packaging in the world. You're going to have a nice, fresh, delicious cigar for you and your friends. All right, where were we?
Do people ever, because this is a thing that I hear from fighters a lot, like people will try, and you're so fucking big, you're a nice guy though, but you're a big motherfucker. Do people ever try to like challenge you to look cool in front of their friends? Like just talk shit to you in real life? Never. Not once.
No. Well, okay, closest was, there was a guy, it was after one of these pro wrestling, one of these blood sports. We did one in Atlantic City, Bloodsport 2, at, what the fuck? Yeah. That place. I was like
a real nerd.
I was like, the carnival, the clown house. Like, what the fuck?
That's where I'm from. He's looking at me.
March of the Gladiators. What the fuck is the name of this place? So, Showboat, and we're hanging out there at a bar within the Showboat, facing the boardwalk, and it was mostly just people from the event and some of the wrestlers, and we're all hanging out and all having a good time drinking. I'm standing there with my buddy's wife, and this guy just rolls up. This older dude, probably in his 50s. But he just goes, you know, I heard you're a pretty tough guy. And I'm like, well, you know, it depends on the day of the week.
Yeah.
And he's just basically like, well, I don't think you look that tough. Well, you're probably right.
Yeah.
And he just keeps going like, I think I could take you. I could, you know, you don't seem that tough to me, and this and this and this. And I'm like, what? This is the stupidest, most random, dumb thing I've ever come
across.
See,
I fall for bait like that. I'm like, let's go, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I have to prove myself. Well, you don't have anything to prove.
Well, yeah. I just kept diffusing it, whatever. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. Who cares? And my buddy's wife is just kind of laughing. And we're just looking at this guy like, you know, like a special needs kid kind of.
That's
so then all of a sudden he just goes, No, no, I really mean it. No, I think, you know, why don't we go outside? I think I could take you. And I just kind of look at him. I looked at my buddy's wife and I chuckled. And I just went, started taking my jacket off. And he just goes, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
He was just fucking with
you. No. I told my friends I'd come over and do this. And I was like, well, you almost got the fucking shit kicked out of you all up and down the boardwalk.
So you would take the bait if they really went that far.
You know what? It was just, you can give me a million reasons why you shouldn't do something like that. But just inside me, I'm like, you're really going to come up here and push your luck. And it's fine or whatever. People are dumb and they get drunk and, you know, who cares? It's not a big deal. But then it's just like, no, I can. It's like, are you actually asking to fight me?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's
and
go.
That's it. Yeah.
But other than that, no. I've had people get, there have been times even where I've seen somebody being a real fucking monumental prick.
Okay.
Somewhere. Where I can see someone, like he's trying to push people's buttons. He's being really obnoxious. He's trying to get someone to pull into it. But obviously, a lot of times you see that aggressive energy out of someone, and people are just kind of like, "Nah, I don't want to scrap." Right. And it was someone being a dickhead, and I'll see it and just go kind of saddle up to them.
You need to extract justice,
and then just see if they'll fuck with me, and then fuck with them back, and then they don't ever do anything.
See, I'm the same exact way, except I don't scare people, so it's like I usually end up just getting into shit. If I see somebody like being a lunatic across the street and just being like wacky and wily,
usually it's a reflection.
I'm like, hey, look at that guy. Don't point at me.
You know when a dog gets mad at itself in the mirror?
Yeah. Fuck you up.
But I'll go and put myself in the way.
Whose tail is that?
In the way of the danger, because I want to see if he's gonna like talk shit to me.
It's a fucking public menace, right? It's like nobody signs up to leave their house to have somebody be just a total fucking asshole, right? I mean, and look, people
can you
are
record that and play it for him every morning?
I put that into his mantras. Yeah. Like, nobody asked for anybody to be a total fucking asshole.
That should be written above his mirror.
But there have been a few times where people are being really pretty fucking fired up, and I'm just like, okay. You know, you don't know. I remember one time I told a guy, you don't know anybody that knows anybody that knows anybody that knows anybody, and kick my ass. So who the fuck are you going to get?
Yeah.
So
you think he wasn't 6 degrees of separation with anybody that'd kick your ass?
No, definitely not. And even then, like that list would be pretty fucking small.
Yeah.
But then again, and then, you know, or the one, one of my favorites was like, well, how many friends you got?
Yeah.
Well, you better go call some more because that ain't enough. And they're just like, nah.
Damn.
And I think it's not because like I'm like doing any like fucking Clint Eastwood, you know, squinty. It's just I'm always calm about it. I'm not fired up. It's just like if you really want to go, then
once in a while, people need to know. Like, they're going to have to think again if they're going to act like an asshole again. There might just be a Josh Barnett waiting in the shadows that's going to fucking teach them their lesson.
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah. Of course, at the same time, looking the way I do, and, you know, you see me rocking my leather jacket everywhere I go with all my fucking metal pins on
it. But that doesn't make me think somebody's tough. Most metalheads are dorks.
Well, you know what I'm saying? That's
so
true.
Most metalheads, they have a thing where they look like they have this exterior, they're black, but, like, every metalhead that I grew up with was an actual pussy.
Yeah.
None of them could fight.
They all have allergies.
Yes. they don't get laid. They're like metalheads that
skinny.
I grew up with were straight up like dweebs.
Well, there's a big heavy dork nerd overlap with heavy metal, which is, you know, that's part of the reason why I got into it. But it's just like
a fucking menace in a mosh pit. You don't want to mosh with Josh Barnett.
No way.
I pick up everybody that gets knocked down. It's all good. At the same time, like I remember being in this fucking strip club and we're hanging out and this guy. He's kind of eyeballing me, and I'm like, huh, does he recognize me from something? Is he a fan? Oh, I don't think that's it. And he comes finally kind of sliding his way up, and he comes up next to me, and he goes, hey, you happen to know anybody anywhere or anyone where I might be able to get something white? And I'm like, oh, fuck, this guy, he sees me, and he's obviously...
He thinks you're a white nationalist.
No. Yes.
Punk.
That would have been, you know what? Better, because it was in Oregon. That would at least made more... It would have been less silly than this.
You got a car? I'm going to Charlottesville.
Yeah.
He's like, what? White powder.
Bring the torches.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had any plans between January 5th and 7th.
Yeah. No, I'm all out of tiki oil, my bad. Yeah. But no, this idiot comes up to me, and he's like... He's basically propositioning me to see if I will sell him drugs.
Nice.
And I'm just thinking, this dude's seen way too many fucking 80s action films. Yeah. And he looks at me with the leather jacket on and the whole like heavy metal shit. And he's like, oh, that's a street tough. Right. They have cocaine.
Right. Yeah.
Like they know where to like jack boost cars and whatever. No, so he's looking. It was like, how many fucking times have you played Double Dragon? You see this guy. Well, that those are the guys that attacked me
this guy needed to find a Puerto Rican. He was really just barking at the wrong tree.
Well, but here's the thing. I didn't tell him I didn't have any drugs. I just said I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't sell to him.
That's funny.
So it was better for me, in my mind, for him to think I had coke and I wouldn't sell it to him. Then to think like, no, I'm not.
It's so funny
because
I've been the guy looking for drugs, and you have to you eyeball people and go, all right, is that person going to fucking have it? Is that person going to have it?
It's I used
to
do that when they don't.
Even before weed was legal everywhere, I would just whatever city I would land in. And I was just in Montreal this past weekend. The last time I was in Montreal was way before weed was legal. It's been years and years and years. And I remember I would literally show up. And I'd say to him, whoever I'm working with that weekend, I was like, guys, don't worry, I'm going to go find weed. And I would just scour the streets and look for just fucking smelly looking dudes that had like skate stuff on. In fact, in Montreal specifically, this is kind of funny because this was the era, this was back in the day when I was a huge MMA fan. I went to a skate shop. I was looking for weed. I was like, yeah, can I get weed? You know anybody that has weed? And the guy was like, yeah, yeah, I do. And I gave him my number and I told him I'm a comedian in town. This is years ago. He had no idea who I was. And then, I guess maybe an hour later, Joe Daddy Stevenson came in with his crew. It was Chris Hordeski, Joe Daddy Stevenson. There was like a bunch of MMA fighters. They were in town for some sort of Canadian MMA event. And just randomly, they
it's
started...
It's MMEH question mark.
MMA.
Oh. I didn't mind it, Zach. You know what? Zach was like, I don't mind it. And they gave him my number. They gave Joe Stevenson my number. They're like, oh, these comedians are doing a show at a place called Comedy Works. So I just randomly get a phone call. I'm like, it's so crazy at the time because I just get a random phone call and the guy's like, hey, my name is Joe Daddy Stevenson. I'm an MMA fighter and I heard this is comedy show tonight. I'm like, what? It's so random and crazy. And then, they came
Lewis
out to the show.
Lewis has also never gotten a call from Joe Daddy.
My daddy, Joe Daddy, no daddy. They showed up to the show. We hung out. We ended up smoking a bunch of weed with them. He showed me how to do a guillotine. His fucking special.
Things that happen after you smoke a bunch of weed.
Yeah, dude. I remember Big J fell asleep and he was like, we were all in the hotel room and Big J just kept on like waking up in the middle of the night and I was just in different moves with Joe Daddy Stevenson on the bed.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was just such a random, crazy.
Like, oh, yeah, this is normal.
Yeah, serendipitous, weird event or. Series of events,
but it also goes to show that we are basically fucking bottom rung delinquents. That's what makes up MMA. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly
it.
It's the guys who get into it. It's like I always say, there's like all these parallels where it's like there's no money at all in the beginning.
Nope.
You're doing it just for the love of it. There's no vision of like, I mean, I guess there's certain guys that are so good and maybe as high school athletes, especially now that they can see a path. But I think most guys that get into fighting, they get into it because they're like, no, I want to train. I want to go get good, obviously. But it's not like, oh, I'm going to become rich being a fighter. No comedian feels that way either. And I almost feel like that there was always a weird like common thread there. So I think fighters and comedians have always gotten along for that reason.
We're all fucked up. Yeah, pretty much. But well, I mean, I'll say when I started, there was you could get to the UFC or maybe you can get to Japan, but it wasn't really a clear set path.
And none of those guys were rich when you started.
Well, they're probably not rich now.
Yeah.
but nowadays you will come across plenty of kids that have this idea, I'm going to get to the UFC, I'm going to be famous, they're going to leverage social media, they all see this like kind of all-encompassing social media personality influencer / fighter, whatever, like all these professions that can link in that way, they see this like this mesh of this pathway towards I don't know, like fame and stardom. But, you know, when I started, I just was like, well, the rules were different everywhere you go. There wasn't like professional gyms everywhere. We didn't even really use much in the way of equipment. I'm not saying it was all fig leaves and oil, but I'm saying we didn't have gloves. You know, we didn't have like all the best gear. All your training gear was limited, like all that. But the thing was, we knew that somewhere out there, there was another idiot that wanted to get their brains bashed in along with you, so you guys could meet somewhere, and between the two, you could maybe scrape together like some bad insurance accident.
Yeah, I think that there's like it's a special type of person that just is willing to go be punched in the head.
Yeah.
All the time, and for no money, for just the love of the game, just whatever it is. And I always have a lot of respect for those guys. I really do. You're talking about social media. We're talking about this. It's a big deal. 12-hour ban on TikTok this past weekend. Are you on TikTok?
Yeah. I'm huge on TikTok.
Really?
No.
Oh, word. You never know.
Maddie, are you on TikTok?
Yeah, just passively.
Yeah.
You know, like,
he's a passive talker.
Post whatever. Post whatever I don't. Sometimes I'll scroll, but I wasn't really too attached to the band.
More of a Snapchat person, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Snapchat with my pics out. I try not to scroll a lot in general these days.
Good.
So yeah. TikTok band.
Yeah, it is poison. But yeah, it is poison for the brain. The doom scrolling, you just keep on going,
Well, it's never ending.
It's made to be that way.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's not, it's effective for a fucking reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for me, I was like, cool, great. Goodbye, TikTok.
Yeah.
And people were just like, oh, I've got this hole. Like, people have these holes. I'm like, one.
I know people were posting like, I don't know what I'm going to
fuck.
It was funny because I've never been on TikTok. I didn't give a shit at all. But I was hanging out with this chick who has like a pretty big TikTok following.
Okay.
And I had to like be sensitive for her. I was like, oh yeah, I really care. This is fucking awful. But you literally watch all these girls like that. Their entire thing is just gone.
Yeah.
Like if that's your whole thing and that's how you make money is by being on TikTok and then they could just take it away from you, that's fucking insane, dude.
They could take anything away though.
Yeah.
Instagram, Facebook.
Well, that's why you have to diversify, you know, get out there, do all the different things.
You got to create your own website now, I guess. You got to have www.lookatmybutt.com.
Well, let me tell you something. I created an email list, right? And people are like, Louis, you're a fucking idiot. You created an email list. There's two. I was like, no, that's specifically why I created an email list is because any of these other platforms can be taken away. If they just want to kick you off it, you're fucking done. And there's no question. I have an Instagram account taken. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not true. I had my Twitter account hacked. Because I'm a moron.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody stole my password on Twitter.
Okay.
And then tried to sell. I mean, they did. They successfully sold laptops to my stupidest fans. There was like 6 or 7 people that got back to me. They were like, "Dude, can you get me that money back?" I was like, "I don't have the money, bro. You're a retard. You fell for this. I can't deal with it. I fell for it as well. But I got that back, luckily. But yeah, dude, fucking the TikTok thing. First of all, it was the biggest piece of marketing for them ever.
Yes.
The amount of people talking about TikTok for that 12-hour period, I'm sure it just blew the numbers through the roof. It was just a net positive for TikTok. I don't really pay attention to why any of it happened. Shannon, what's the reason that this happened? Go to the Shannon camp for a second.
China.
So it seems that Trump told everybody that they weren't going to be penalized if they hosted the TikTok app. And then once that happened is when they started to allow people in the U.S. to use TikTok again.
Why did it get taken away initially? Is it privacy? There's conspiracies that they're trying to like take our information or they don't, the government doesn't want us to have access to free information, which I don't really buy that.
There's like a million different social media sites. If you're not on TikTok, I mean, there's all kinds of forums. There's plenty of shit. People going on Discord servers, and so that's not really an issue.
There's a racist live chat. This is the number one place to get information.
Oh yeah, that's
right
my on. TikTok.
No, it's right there. This is how I settle all my politics. I mean. They have their reasons, right? And then there's the whole thing that it's a Chinese-owned company and that there's information perhaps on all of its users that now China has access to, which, man, I don't know. I don't know, right? And the fact is, things that are digital like this are so penetrating. Don't get too excited.
Hey,
and
Maddie,
into
I'm freaking out.
Maddie's sliding out of
like,
the chair now.
She's getting TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok.
TikTok. I think like pretty much anybody that's got any kind of footprint on the internet that isn't doing like insane levels of operational security, all that information is everywhere anyways.
Yeah, and accessible. No, there's no hiding. We are now. Unless you literally get rid of your phone, go live on an island, you're not using computers, you're not using the internet, it's all kind of out there.
It's all
right?
out there.
And it's like, you know, that it is a little bit scary, but at the same time, how are you going to fucking fight it? Just don't be a pedophile.
Whatever.
That's really
pretty
as long
much,
as you're not a
like,
pedophile,
what are you
going to
do with my information?
Okay.
Sell me like, oh, you're old and broken down. Here, you need these knee braces.
Yeah.
So as long as you're not doing anything super shady, because they used to say that all the time. It's like, dude, you don't want people to have access to your search history. It's like, I guess if you're a pedophile, you don't.
Right.
If people saw my search history, really, what would it be? I mean, just me Googling myself like a loser?
Googling myself, ingrown hair versus herpes. I mean, my FBI agent would be like, she's weird, but they wouldn't be arresting me. Yeah, go ahead, take it all.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com. Longtime supporter, great supporter, one of the best sponsors in the goddamn game. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you're already in the market for Kratom, we're not saying use Kratom. We're saying if you're already getting Kratom, get lab-tested, high-quality Kratom from people who really care about not only their customer base, but really care about comedy as well.
That's true. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you barely even know what it is when you go to our friends at YoKratom.com, where they have the best strains, the best customer service. They're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network, and they have the best deal in the world of Kratom, $60 for a whole kilo.
Once again, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into it. It was so funny. I won't say the guy's name, but this was just a fucking great moment. This past weekend, we were hanging out at the comedy club, and one of the guys that opened for me, I guess the chick that I was hanging out with started following him, like on social media. Mm-hmm. And a minute later, she gets a message from another girl. Like literally 1 minute later, she gets a message from another girl. And the girl's like, hey, just so you know, this guy has STDs. He gave them to me. He spreads them around. You should just be warned.
Just from following.
Yeah, because she, I guess she's looking at who's following him with regularity.
Word.
Jesus Christ. So it's like, and then I was like, dude, this girl's fucking crazy. He's like, yeah, I know. She's fucking nuts, dude. But then I was like, did you give her an STD? He's like, well.
Yeah.
but you know, a small one.
Yeah, well, it depends on what it is. Look, if it's herpes, it's probably, you know, you're going to be a little bit pissed for a while. But even that, like, are you going to start reaching out to people?
That's kind of wild.
Depends on how vindictive you are.
That's a crazy.
Depends on where it shows up.
I'm so
if it's a herpes right on the tip of your nose.
You'll be getting a message from me,
dude. I have so much anxiety about crazy bitches. Mm-hmm. I used to gravitate toward the nuttiest fucking bitches, just the craziest girls there is.
That's how we met.
Yes, but I always had a thing. I would treat them good because there would be girls that I'd be hooking up with, and people like, dude, don't hook up with that girl. That girl accuses guys of rape. Like, you're really playing with fire here. And I was like, whatever.
Ooh, it is. I like my odds. Yeah.
Fire, right?
Ooh.
But whatever it is, I would treat them well. And in my head, I'm going, well, you know what? There is another guy that's treating her like shit, so she's going to probably attack that guy. So I always feel like there's a layer of protection. But like, it brought me back to the anxiety.
I like how you think your dick is asbestos, man. Like, you just can't get burned by the craziest bitch.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's something about like, it really used to do it for me. But now I'm so happy that I'm removing myself from that anxiety. Like, I haven't dated a crazy bitch in a hot minute. It's been like literally years, but I kind of bring myself back to that anxiety of just like, oh my God, just crazy girls. Whatever it is, you can't beat them up. That's what it is.
That's a fact.
There's no getting around it. There's no fighting them. There's no beating up. You have to literally murder them, and you're probably going to get caught. So you just have to deal with these crazy bitches. Yeah, Maddie, do you do crazy shit to guys? Because you're a loon.
No,
but you're a sweetheart of a loon. You're like a Looney Tune, like cartoon character.
I'm like Lola Bunny.
Just like Lola, I was thinking that.
Yeah. The Acme Anvil.
Nut bugs, right? You know, if I have a boyfriend, all girlfriends have like a, I'm going to be mad at you for no reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In a dream. You did something in a dream.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Silent treatment. Yeah. But all my boyfriends I have boyfriends who just talk it out and laugh about it. But I've never pulled anything like crazy.
You've never done, because when cancel culture, Me Too movement was
about
happening.
It, but I never done.
Shannon, let me get another black coffee, please.
Make it two.
Yeah.
I never did anything like, dug my key into the side of his pretty little suit, the four wheel drive.
Yeah, that bitch was fucking nuts.
Come on.
Then people sing that song like it's like, yeah, you should key his car. He's a fucking asshole. He just cheated, bitch.
Carve your name.
How about you just leave?
Seat.
How about you leave?
But and you don't commit. That was like fucking ambrosia. You just couldn't.
I was like,
if she's like singing that fucking was it? She's crazy, bitch, but fuck so good. You're just like, let me slide over.
It is intoxicating to be in that kind of relationship.
Crazy girls do know how they will just absolutely let the floodgates open of love and sex and lust, and they're, because that's generally like, this is how they interact with the world.
Yeah.
But it's either like, or, and it's like one dynamic or the other.
Yeah.
As a girl, it does feel good sometimes to like have your boyfriend like not know why you're mad at him.
Yeah. To fear you ruining his life and career.
Yeah. And like to get that it's almost like he does something, and at first you're not mad, and then you're like, wait, I can be mad at that.
Yeah.
And you spend the next 4 days like...
When you don't have anything to lose,
yeah.
I think it's a lot easier to play that game. When you're young, you're in your 20s, mm-hmm. and you're just like, dude, I'm fucking... I got roommates, and I'm broke, and it's like, what are you going to do? You're just fucking... There's nothing to take from me. But as soon as you have something, you're like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not going to play that game anymore.
Yeah. I remember the first time a guy said to me, like, you can't talk to me like that. I was like, all right, I'll stop doing this.
All right, cool, truce. My bad.
Fine.
Here's a Snickers.
Yeah.
But there is something crazy about TikTok girls. Like, girls that, like, they live their lives on TikTok and they make these videos.
Well, think about how, like, it's the ultimate... either a tool for creating or facilitating narcissists.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and if the metric holds true that actresses are all fucking crazy, well, what is this other than being an actress 24/7?
Yeah.
Being an actress without the barrier of entry of having to go become good, get an agent, do auditions, suck a cock. Literally, there's you press a button and now you get the same sort of probably even more accolades because you get daily affirmation that you're fucking hot or cool or funny or whatever it is, with absolutely no barrier of entry.
Yeah.
So that's like it's breeding just like thousands and thousands of little fucking crazy bitches.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like little videos throughout the whole day that just adds up to a live stream.
Yeah.
It's like live stream type of stuff.
Yeah, the watch me play video games, but they're not playing any video games. It's just got their tits out.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, what a shame.
Yeah, I know. Who would like that? Anyway.
Yeah,
so Shannon, what's going on? Is TikTok back for 3 months, they're saying, or it's a temporary thing? It's an executive order?
Yeah, so one of Trump's first executive orders is to give them a 3 month ban. A 3 month extension.
Reprieve. Yes, that's a Trump move.
Yeah, I think the inauguration's happening right now as we speak.
Yes.
But that's
the best inauguration ever.
We're boycotting Lewis as a lib.
Yeah. It's first of all, I'm nothing, but if you the amount of people that are like, fucking dude, it's the best day ever. It's like you are so fucking gay.
Like the MAGA thing is like
I don't know your politics at all, but
no, but I'm gonna say no, it's not fine. Like if you wanna watch it for the historical aspect of it all, but like the whole idea of like every part of the ceremonial process of politics is somehow like this didn't do anything.
Yeah,
like, it's for them to present themselves, put something out there in the world that you don't need to be there to see it. I mean, but look, I don't harsh anyone for wanting to be a part of things that are historical for the reason of being there to see that moment as a new president is brought in, not because. But look, politics fucking suck awful. You're going to tell me to like, really stump for a politician. I'm like, are you fucking crazy?
It's the worst.
No.
It's the worst on both sides. On both sides. And the people, it's so funny because people on the right for so long were like, dude, all the people on the left they're celebrity star fuckers.
Right.
And now that's what the right has become. They bring in all these celebrities now. It's all just the fucking gayest shit ever.
Everybody is going to be a celebrity star fucker at that level because you know, a lot of these people, when you start looking into their actual records of competence, you see that it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you know, the only thing they're good at is getting themselves inside the circle, making sure they stay within that circle. And that doesn't even mean, and if they can, keeping their political position. But if they don't stay there, then they go to, you know, corporations or Goldman Sachs or banks or whatever, or universities, you know, or NGOs of some sort. And then they never leave that little bubble of what you could call politics at the upper level.
Yeah.
But, you know, that they're more concerned with being reelected and staying within the good graces of the system than it is about actually, well, if you have to make a decision that's going to like, well, hey, maybe social media really needed to be constrained in some sort of way. I don't know what that would be to make it healthier for the populace at large.
I think that's going to happen eventually. And I think eventually they're going to take it away.
Think how many people are going to get mad about it, but then not only will your populace get mad about it because you're taking away their drugs, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there are people who have a lot of money invested into all this kind of stuff, and they're going to be mad about it, about the money they're not going to have. Because people, at the end of the day, if there was a, say, net positive towards doing it, that isn't going to take the major precedent. It's going to be all those other things.
Okay,
and so at the end of the day, you're like, well, what is the point of governance?
I think they should detox us from social media for like a little while. Like, just like get everyone back to being fucking normal.
Yeah.
Get people, if you really care.
Agreed.
Don't make it where you just got to do this to pretend you care. You got to go out, get to a fucking library, you got to read a book. You have to show up and actually support a political candidate by going to his rally or fucking actually. It's just too easy to be lazy and act like you care. Yeah. So I hate it. I am anti-politics. I always
post... If you want to go to a Trump rally, go to the next UFC event.
Ain't that the truth, dude?
I got to say shout out to Nate for sitting with Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah, Nate Bargatze? Yeah, it was hilarious. Nate,
somebody sent me this clip, and I was like, wow, Nate's going for it.
Yeah, Nate doesn't give a fuck anymore. Awesome. But yeah, it's like everyone down in Texas, every comedian is now a big Trumper. Yeah. The UFC is like a big Trump-supporting fucker, which they used to be awesome. They used to be no politics.
Yep.
They used to keep it out of it, dude. They would discourage guys from coming out and showing any political affiliation.
Politics has been pushed into spaces outside of just the political, right? Yeah. And... you know, if someone wants to say that the personal is the political, well, for one, in a open liberal democracy, then that's actually going to be the case. So everybody in a democracy is made de facto a political agent because now you have the ability to vote. So now you have something that somebody needs.
Yeah.
So good luck. If you want to get away from it to some degree, then you have to do like you're saying, cut it the fuck out of your life.
Yeah.
Otherwise, and then either you don't vote or if you want to vote, still find a way to do whatever research, not just into whatever these bills are, but actual the construction of. Nah, I got COVID.
Sorry. It's long, too.
That's okay. It's the worst thing. It's not the worst thing he could have given me, I bet.
Oh, yeah. AIDS is in there, too.
You only get it once, though, so make your shot count.
But, COVID.
COVID. But, you know, so you have to get involved in this shit or just decide
disconnect
to be
completely. Or make fun of all of it, which is what comedians should be doing.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we should have been making fun of Biden. Today, we should be making fun of Trump.
Yeah.
That is just the way it should always be for comedians. It's like, I come from a time it didn't matter if you actually liked the principal of your school, you'd fucking spit a spitball at his head because he's the fucking principal of your school, and that's that. And it's so weird to have people like just that it's becoming their identity, it's becoming a part
of the same people who were like anti-government are now showing up to all this shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and just watching like Bill Gates coming around, like, oh, yeah, Trump has been great. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, same thing with Zuckerberg, all these guys.
Or Cuomo's new, somebody sent me some clip from Cuomo talking on his new podcast, new show thing, whatever. I don't know what it is. And it's like this guy is. What this was the dude who was on one side just saying anything he could think of.
Oh, is that the guy that Dave Smith debated? I think it was, right?
Yeah, possibly. Shannon, I don't know.
Yeah, he smoked him in that debate.
I'm just saying, seeing CNN, you know, jockeys now being pro, it's just like, well, okay, you were so anti one direction. To me, it's just that politics has become this thing with social media where everybody feels like they can get involved, they can one up their peers or their others by saying, look at how much smarter I am about politics,
and none of them know anything.
And that's the thing.
None of them do
but
the research.
But it becomes a meaning making exercise for people now to act like they really know geopolitical shit, like the whole argument of like you didn't even know your Ukraine was on a map. I mean, that could be extended to a lot of fucking things.
I thought the Ukraine was a part of Russia, to be honest with you.
Well,
I thought it was the capital.
Kind of had been for a long time. It does mean the frontier.
Shannon, let's do some plugs real quick. We're just trucking along here, and I want to hear about some of these celebrities that are at this. Because maybe I will. I said I should do the Trump grift, and maybe I will.
Right.
Depending on the celebrities who are there, maybe I will jump in. But Maddie, what are you plugging?
Oh, you guys, Gas Digital presents Madhouse Podcast out every Wednesday with exclusive content every Thursday and Friday. So Madhouse, so Maddie Smith on Instagram and every app. And come see me live, maddiesmithcomedy.com. We're coming to lots of places. We're coming to Kansas City, Denver, D.C., Cincinnati, Vancouver. So come out, maddiesmithcomedy.com, always touring.
Maddie, one of the funniest comics out there. Hilarious.
I appreciate that,
you're
Lewis.
A murderer. You totally fucking kill Maddie.
I appreciate that. I have fucking a good time.
Smash it.
Always have a good time.
Josh Barnett, what are you plugging?
Well, I'm going to plug Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. You can go watch it on Fight TV, which is now Triller Plus, or Triller with Triller Plus through the GCW app. We also got Warbringer Whiskey out of Oxnard, California, smoky mesquite smoked bourbon.
Love
finished
it.
In a sherry cask. Award-winning with our single barrels as well as our blends. I'm going to plug, the ACWA. We created American Catch Wrestling Association. We're trying to bring catch wrestling back as a modern style for submission wrestling competition. And, just plug me, joshbarnett.com. Go to all my socials. As much as I talk shit about it, I'll still show up there.
Oh, we're still
say
there.
Something dumb.
Yeah.
Still there.
Yeah. Love it. Zach Amico.
Instagram at Zach is not funny. I'm going to be in Worcester, Massachusetts, February 14th and 15th for Juggalo Weekend, taping 4 episodes of JCW Lunacy. Come hang out.
Come see me on the road, guys. The Bring Five Friends Tour. By the way, been working. Sold out. My first 2 weekends, I've sold 7 out of 12 shows out. That's a big deal for me.
It's good.
That's a huge deal for me,
good
folks.
Numbers.
Lots of fun. Shout out to everyone that showed up in Canada. Ottawa, maybe the best crowd I performed in front of in a couple of years. Last weekend, it was the Chicago crowd. Mm-hmm. They keep on getting better and better. It's going to be a goddamn blast. I'm filming a special in July, July 12th. Those VIP tickets are already sold out. Get them in advance, guys. Be a part of the taping. Me and Zach and Mika are going to be down in Tampa, Florida, Side Splitters. But before then, as leading up to it, this Thursday, North Charleston, South Carolina, I will be at Wits End Comedy Lounge for 2 shows on Thursday night. Friday, Saturday, Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida. Going to Rumors in Winnipeg in February. Wise Guy Salt Lake City in February as well. And then lots of other stuff coming up. St. Catharines, Windsor, Ontario, London, Ontario, Philadelphia. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab those tickets and more. I'm touring all throughout the year relentlessly up until when I film this special. Also, Skankfest. Skankfest is happening November 14th or 16th in New Orleans. We have a lot of crazy shit planned, guys. A lot. And the amount of hype that's behind this right now, people are losing their minds about Skankfest New Orleans. We're bringing back the boxing ring. Josh, you should come out, dude. We do comedian fights. We're doing Spin the Battle, where we're just, you spin. By the way, I'm joining Spin the Battle. So if you want a chance to punch me in the fucking head, you got to join this. We're going to have a goddamn blast. The headliners that we have, obviously, we're not announcing yet. The bands we're talking to right now for the kickoff party.
You got to get Goat Whore.
What do we got? Who are we talking to?
Who do we got to get?
Goat Whore.
Goat Whore. I've heard of Goat Whore.
They're from New Orleans.
Are they from New Orleans?
Yes.
I love it. Maybe we'll talk to Goat Whore. We have some. I'll tell you when we're off air who we're talking to right now. We have a couple that are fucking
sick.
If we make it happen, people are going to lose their fucking minds. Last year we had ICP perform and it was the coolest thing ever. Yeah, guys, we have a pre-sale January 29th, 1 p.m. Eastern. The tickets are discounted, and you get access to the kickoff party. The only way to go to the kickoff party is to get those pre-sale tickets. Skankfest.com. It's going to be a goddamn one for the ages. 3 years in Vegas. Now we're back. Now we're changing it up. New Orleans is
nice to hear
the
ska's on the comeback.
What'd you say?
Ska. It's nice to hear that ska's on the comeback.
Right, Skankfest.
There is a festival called Skankfest in England that's a ska festival.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We accidentally went over there.
Yeah. Well, that'd be great.
Just a bunch of fat, autistic, fucking racist
comedy fan. Like,
what's through all the trumpets?
Make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital. Check out all my other podcasts as well. Obviously, The Regs, Story Wars, The Legendary Legion of Skanks. And if you guys want more of me, I do a bonus solo show just for subscribers to my email list. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab those. Subscribe to that email list, and you get a bonus episode every Friday morning, 6 a.m. Just me talking shit about life and all the other shit that's happening in my life. So that's that. Okay. Shannon, you know, I'm not even going to fucking talk about this Trump thing anymore. I saw Conor McGregor was there, which is like, you're not even fucking American, bro. Like,
right. Yeah,
what are we even doing,
Jake
dude?
Paul,
you know, I was in Canada. Everyone's talking about American VHS. Politics. I had to stop. Yeah. One of the guys, they were in a cigar lounge, just smoking cigars, mm-hmm. just enjoying ourselves. And this guy's just like, starts yapping about Trump and come on. I'm like, bro, shut up.
Dude.
Who knows? I have no idea anything about Canadian politics. Yeah. I know nothing about Irish politics. Do they have a president? What do they have?
They got a prime minister.
They have a leprechaun.
They have a leprechaun and a rainbow.
Yeah, so, you know, it's fine. Good job, Connor. But, yeah, it's all kind of...
Canadian prime ministers, I think, resigning.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think I heard something like that. Yeah.
Starting OnlyFans.
True
that.
Yeah.
All right, so, Shannon, you know what? Let's go to Toit or Noit.
Ooh.
Toit or...
Should I stand up and...
Noit. Maddie, take your clothes off.
Okay, let's check it out.
We've donated your body to Josh Barnett, so he can do what he wants with you.
All right, I do have a basement.
She's on her period, so it's a different type of blood sport today.
Yeah,
it's totally fine, totally fine.
We've all been there before.
Toit
or Noit. Okay, let's see. What do we got on the agenda, Shannon?
Okay, so this chick spent $17,000 to get some of her ribs removed so that she can have a smaller waist. So she can have a smaller waist, and now she's making them into a crown.
I thought that was like a thing that you couldn't do, because the rumor was that Marilyn Manson did it back in the day, and that wasn't true, obviously, but I thought the reason he... you know, it was dispelled was because you can't actually go do that.
Well, she was making a smaller waist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm all for. That's what
she's doing. I don't think you can suck your own D.
Yeah. Let's see.
Oh. Oh.
Is this a black chick? Maybe
six
she was just hungry.
Rib bones? Oh.
Maybe she was just, she wanted some ribs.
Smoke
yeah,
em.
Put a little barbecue on them.
These are my rib bones. There's six of them. No. Shannon, is this, are you being got?
Six ribs? I don't think
that
you remove
like
six. That's a lot of ribs.
Yeah.
This, I don't know. She's coming. I can play you her little video.
Is there a picture of her?
Yeah. Let's see her.
I'll play her little
pre
video.
Pre full of ribs? Sans ribs?
Fat.
Look at the angles, yeah. You can tell this girl's carrying extra.
Removed for cosmetic purposes. This is your trigger warning. Look away if you don't like body parts of blood. These are my rib bones.
Bruh.
There's six of them. These ones are tiny and small.
Can she do something about her voice?
They'll let me keep them. I was going to give them to my best friends, but I feel like they'd be happier with mama. Plan on having someone make a crown and like incorporate my bone pieces in there, like shave them down. So if you know anybody who knows someone who can make this a reality, let me know. I've had a lot of you say really funny things, like you're going to boil them down in a crock pot and make broth to make Emily James broth, or just the average like Emily James barbecue.
Would you? Because she's cute enough. She's cute enough.
Not if she's talking.
Yeah, she doesn't have a deep-ass voice.
My ribs.
Yeah, just had them. You're going to make a broth out of them.
Emily James
Is there a photo of her right. sans ribs to
I need
see
to
if
see
it works?
This,
oh, my God, they're
going to
kill TikTok. Shannon, is there a picture of her actual ribs? Because, I mean, I need to sort of see the scars. I need to see.
So I have some of her with a waist trainer on, but.
Let's see.
Hold on. Wait, this is going to reveal something, though, when you see this. So.
It's a dude, you bitch.
It's a dude.
It's a fucking dude. I knew it was a dude the whole time.
Is it a dude?
Sure enough. Well, we heard the voice, and then I don't want to be hateful because Josh is here, so I wasn't going to start fucking.
Right.
I don't want to have Josh explain his associations, but I knew it was a dude the whole fucking time.
Dude vibes.
Yeah.
I feel like Josh did really know because he really mentioned
I didn't.
That
actually,
voice.
No, I didn't
just
know.
Just making fun of a shitty voice.
I just thought that she had inflection with the way she would speak because
it's an infection, it's AIDS.
Yeah.
It's an erection.
Not at the moment. If you see the table going up, you'll know why.
So it is a dude, Shannon. Thank you.
Oh boy.
I mean, look. Here's can I say?
So
look,
far.
If you're a fucking trans, be a hot trans.
Yeah.
I think she's hot.
Brothers and sisters, nothing wrong with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands
like a
in
Coke
the sky
bar
for the rattlesnake. Thank you, rattlesnake.
I have no problem with a transgendered woman if she's hot. When you go to Starbucks, they have an agenda where they want to hire the most disgusting trannies on earth.
A lot of trans fats there.
Dude, they fucking hand you your drink. You're like, can you just please do so? They got like chin hair and shit still. I'm just saying, dude, if you're going to be, they look like Zach. They literally, every trans that works at Starbucks looks like Zach. And this is not a hateful thing. This
Are you
is just
saying. You don't become instantly cuter by just saying you're the opposite sex?
I don't think so. I think it's actually grosser. I think a gross autistic guy being a guy that he can learn to be funny. He can learn to play an instrument. He can become a fighter, possibly. Guys have a path to being attractive based off of personality. Once you jump into the woman category, nobody's expecting you to have any personality. We just want you to be fucking hot. And if you have, I mean,
it's true. It is pretty sick.
But I'm just saying, there's no hate here. If you want to cut your dick off, if you want to keep your dick and just tuck it, if you're hot, I'm saying it's above board. Good for you. I'm not jumping in.
If you're going to be anything, be hot. Right?
Be hot. That's really it. You know?
Did she go ribs before dick and balls?
I think so.
I think this is all.
That's
I think you're being. I think
silly.
You got got, Shannon.
Well, I'm gonna
I
show
don't
you,
believe
this is,
six ribs.
This is, this is before the surgery.
Well, she's fat.
You're right. So
she's fat.
Yeah. They just did Ozempic and said I took ribs out.
She's pretty squishy for being a dude. Like,
yeah. I mean, she does have some hips.
If they're on a bunch of estrogen, this would would happen. Yeah.
Those hips don't lie, ironically. So is it confirmed that Shannon? Can you actually just simply do a Google or a ChatGPT search? Can you actually have six ribs removed from you and live,
and not turn into a human accordion?
Yeah,
right.
Fucking slinky your way down the steps.
What if because she's actually a dude, it made six women? She's like, oh shit, my God. Oh no.
Oh, we love our biblical jokes.
Yes. Yes, it's possible to live and have six ribs removed, but it is considered very risky and a dangerous procedure.
Look at her. I had 200 ribs six ribs removed to look like cartoon of sorts.
Oh, this is another person that did it. Okay,
Jessica
let's see
Rabbit
this.
Vibes.
Of your body is just so extreme. I mean, teeny, teeny, tiny ways.
Yeah.
Big boobs. Why? What made you want to have this physique?
Well, what can I say? You started off more, you know, like...
Oh, she's so cool and interesting.
So I didn't, wow. You know, just start with this randomly. Okay, maybe I did. I don't know. Well...
She can't even look. No, she rules. Shut up, Josh. She rules. Won't even move. She's
me,
great.
That's you, me. When
you don't
Lewis
disrespect
asked me.
This angel. She's a wonderful,
right. Yes,
she's smart, attractive gorgeous. Woman.
Gorgeous,
really
natural,
artistic. As a child, I always used to draw and
she's
paint.
Had so much Botox, she can't even speak.
Kind of like living your in
fucking
my
mouth
own
mouth
little
is numb.
Fantasy world, but created in my head and. Yeah. I had this vision of myself, how
vision.
I saw myself.
A vision.
Nobody's ever corrected anything she's ever said. No. She's, her words are all fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's right. Vision.
What a stupid coont.
Beach.
I started to do plastic surgery. I was like, to be honest, I was against plastic surgery.
What, against. Against.
What is her?
She must be Dutch.
Yeah, she's
something.
I'm way in. Shannon, see if you can find more women with ribs removed.
Well, yeah.
Because
they look, they got the Incredibles
like,
mom body.
Yeah, I feel it feels like cheating because don't girls do the waist trainer? Like,
yeah, but I don't think those like, were.
Dita Von Teese had like no waist. Like those burlesque chicks that do it every
yeah.
day.
They say like those corset, the
yeah,
if you
corset.
Do it all the time, it will actually.
Yeah, they have skeleton at the Mütter Museum.
Oh, the Mütter
Museum. Oh, the Mütter Museum
Philly.
In Philly.
They
yeah.
have ladies that I think had the waist trainer and they
yeah.
show how their bodies.
She's like, my mooter was against this.
Yeah.
My mooter.
My mooter.
I was touched by my fodder.
My
fodder.
My fooder.
My fodder.
Yeah, I mean, look, if a girl's going to fucking deform her body for the sake of beauty, I kind of respect it in a weird way. Like, there was the old, like, the Chinese girls that would, like...
Yeah,
bind
their feet.
Bind their feet, right?
Make their
or,
necks
like,
tall.
The African chicks would yeah. fucking make their necks tall or put the big old bone in their lip. I like that, dude. When I was a kid, I used to fucking... Because yeah. you just want to see nudity as a kid. How old are you, Josh? Yeah. You're probably around my age.
47.
Yeah, you're a lot older than me. Never mind. You just look way better than me. Fuck me.
Yeah.
I'm 42. But I remember, like, it's just anything to see tits.
National Geographic.
Yeah, like a little...
National Geographic.
Victoria's Secret. Little
fucking tits
heavy hangers.
Yeah, hanging down to their stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I had a weird fetish for fucking dog ear tits for a long time.
Well,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
good for me.
Yep. Maddie, do your tits hang low?
Yeah, because I was
do they wobble
thick,
to and fro?
I was thick. They wobble to and throw. Wobble to and fro because I was bigger. And when you lose weight, okay, I got like post-baby tits.
You got post-baby tits.
Yeah.
What do you do about it? How do we fix that?
Just turn the lights off.
Duct tape,
push-up bra.
You tie floss around both her nipples, then hang them over her neck.
Exactly.
What are they, is there like a tit lift? There is a tit lift.
Yeah,
right?
Of course, there's a tit lift.
If you're gonna get a tit lift, you're probably gonna have to get an implant as well, because I don't have enough tit to lift.
There's not enough.
Because even
to
if
lift.
I do a push-up bra, there's nothing.
Just
to push
nothing.
Up.
It's just.
It's
all...
very crepey, like very crepey.
Yeah.
Crepey. No. You have crappy tits.
Oh, Chris. My bad. I was like that girl with the ribs removed.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure out how to pronounce the word.
Maddie, you have crappy tits. Oh, like
I
a French pancake.
Tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Exactly. A delicacy.
Oh, fuck me. So are you ever going to... this is it. Is that you on the left, Maddie? Is that kind of what it's like?
On the left, but even less filler.
Less filled.
They're like empty.
So I dated a girl like that
yeah,
once.
Like it's
yeah.
old Sun-Kissed pouches.
Yeah, they're just kind of
yeah.
sad.
Okay. Capri
yeah.
Suns.
Yeah, Capri Suns.
It's that's what I say in my stands. Two Capri Suns. Empty. And they used to be big milkers.
Big, beautiful
big
milkers.
Irish.
How
big
were you?
Over 200.
You were over 200
pounds. 5'7". Yeah, thick.
Jesus Christ.
When Irish people gain weight,
fucking,
it's like...
he was a guard. Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy, but like on the left, but even yeah. with even more.
With even more.
Like from the side, my side boob is like... resting on my...
like an Edward Gorey picture.
Yeah. Sad. Salvador
yeah.
Dali.
Yeah, it's like the painting, the melting clocks.
Yeah, yeah, melting tit. Tits are melting. It's all good. If I come into some money, I'll lift and fill.
I don't think it's that expensive at this point.
I'd say 5 to 10.
Five to ten is
yeah.
not bad.
Yeah,
no.
For a good
Maddie, you could afford that.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll save up for the end of the year.
Maddie, come on.
Take donations.
Are you self-conscious about your tits?
More so, I just get annoyed because there's some shirts I would love to wear, but I can't with my tits.
You can't wear
string
them.
Bikini, like, not happening.
Yeah.
A like a t-shirt suits. That says, I have awesome tits.
Yeah, can't even wear that.
Fuck me. Oh, shit. All right, let's talk about this. Progresso launches Soup Drops, a hard candy that's a soup you can suck on.
Saw that.
Shannon goes, she goes, this is a dumb story. And you know what? I will give it a Shannon's retarded ass story of the week. Shannon, do you have that drop ready to go, or do we get rid of that?
Soup
in the
you
last
can
show?
Suck on.
If you give it 1 second.
You think you have it?
I didn't find. I don't want to take credit for it. I didn't find it. Jorge found it.
Jorge found it.
Can't wait for the fucking. We can ad still blame it on me this.
Though. I don't, dude. I love soup.
I'm a me too. Yeah, but I like soup as soup, not as a hard candy.
Yeah, but you got to take soup on the go.
Does
maybe
that
it's,
mean
yeah,
that every go. Grandma in the world is now going to swap out those fucking sugar-free whatevers Werther's. For Werther's. Soup candy?
Ooh.
Yeah, it does mean that.
Here you go, Sonny. What is this? French onion?
Because Lewis loves giving shit to his producer, Shannon.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, yeah.
All right. This is a retarded. So, what are the flavors of the soup, Shannon?
So, here's
can we order them right now?
Well, they're sold out, which you'll see here in this Instagram post.
Damn.
They're sold out. Oh, that's disgusting.
It's chicken noodle soup flavored.
Oh, God.
And it comes with a can of chicken noodle soup.
Great.
Oh, cool.
Or it comes in a can of chicken noodle soup.
All right. It said it comes with.
No.
A can in the article?
It doesn't come with a can, Shannon.
All right, I'm gonna
you read it wrong. It comes inside of a soup can, which was a fun packaging for this, which I really like.
I'm going to find it.
No, don't try to prove
here,
me wrong,
right here,
Shannon.
Right
can I be right?
No.
You order sure?
Okay. She highlighted it.
Progresso traditional chicken.
Is it just chicken noodle soup? Because they should have a whole line of soups.
Parent control.
I was thinking
16.
Maybe a broth one if you're doing your bone broth cleanse.
Ooh, a
yeah,
bone
broth
if you're
cleanse. On a, if you're on a... Cleanse.
I am. I'm doing a 24-hour fast right now because this morning I was just at the airport and the Canadian airports they just suck.
Yeah,
they have nothing. They have nothing going on. There's no like good restaurants. So I was at a Tim Hortons, worst coffee on the planet, Tim Hortons, and I got a blueberry muffin and I felt like a fucking fatty. I just ate this blueberry muffin and then I was like, well, if I'm gonna do this. I was like, I might as well get a bag of M&M's. And I ate some M&M's, and I went down a whole fucking path
right.
to where I just...
Okay, so now we're taking a day off.
24-hour cleanse. Okay. I got to get back. That was fucking crazy. I was doing so... I'm working out. I'm doing... I did a 72-hour fast last week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I felt great afterwards. I had abs. Maddie, I'll show you my abs.
No, I want to see your abs.
Maddie, you want to see
the
abs?
I feel like after a long weekend, I always just pound food. It's like...
He's going to show you his abs and his dick, too, but it's but to see the abs.
It's okay. I want to see the abs. Yeah.
I mean, look, Maddie, this is the end of a 72-hour
ooh,
cleanse.
Look at Lewis.
Wow, look at that.
Fucking
look
jacked.
At that.
Jacked.
Damn, dude.
If you saw me right now, it looks like my... I look
you got
like,
a blue belt. You're jacked.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. It's fucking, like I got blue balls.
Yeah, you,
blueberry muffin.
You're basically Arnold Schwarzenegger now.
Yeah.
Basically. But yeah, I just had a moment, dude. The fat guy returns, and when it returns with a vengeance. It was just crazy. I was like blueberry muffin. I was like, well, that's not enough sugar. And I got a bag. It wasn't even M&M's. It was a bag of mixed M&M's. I've never seen anything like this before. It was M&M's, peanut M&M's, and peanut butter M&M's.
I've never seen that in my life before.
And you just like put them in your mouth. Like,
love that.
It was fucking wild.
Yeah.
Wild. And I never eat candy anymore at all.
Dude, you just had the little itch.
Yeah.
You know?
Josh, obviously you're an athlete, so you got to like stay fit. Do you have those days where you go off?
You know what? Candy's never really been my thing, although like a really killer cookie or like some kind of donut. I mean, every now and again that shit is just the hit, right? You got to have some.
Love a donut.
Ice cream, whatever, right?
Love ice
but
cream.
Donut ice cream on top of donuts.
Yeah.
I invented
there, yeah.
that.
Yeah. That
let
works
it be known.
Too.
Let it be known. I invented it.
Oh, wow.
It's a Gomez?
It's a Gomez original, dude. Now you take a what do they call them? Not the original.
Krispy Kreme?
No.
Oh.
Old-fashioned.
An old-fashioned donut.
Okay, yeah.
Just the cake, old-fashioned donut, thrown in the microwave for 40 seconds.
That's way too long.
Well, at least you can be proud of that at least.
15, 20. Yeah.
No. You need about 35, 40 seconds. You got to get it nice and hot because you throw the ice cream on top.
And you want it to melt over it. Yeah.
Let it melt over it. Oh.
Fire.
I can start my fast
tomorrow. What kind of ice cream? Vanilla?
I mean, you want a little bit of chunkiness to it, you know?
Yeah. Like, I need a little.
Like a cookie dough or like one of those.
I like fish food.
You like fish, actual fish food, though.
Yeah.
That's
sprinkle. My ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I not sweets, but like I do love like great baked goods in the morning, especially like the croissants and all that kind of shit.
So good.
And, you know, just honestly, you can eat healthy food to an extreme degree. It could be too much, too. Like fucking eating huge-ass steaks and potatoes. And all
I had
shit.
Such good food in Montreal this past weekend.
Yeah, what'd you have?
I did have poutine.
Yeah.
I went and got poutine and smoked meat. You have to go get a smoked meat sandwich.
Yeah, poutine, smoked meat sandwich, some sort of escort. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to a really beautiful French restaurant.
Her out. It was escort go.
Yeah.
Boom.
I knew you were looking for an escort go joke in there. I saw it. When Zach starts thinking of a joke, his eye starts twitching like a robot. I went to an amazing French restaurant called Monarch. Mm-hmm. And just fucking really like high-end beautiful food. And the last time I went to Montreal, I just had no money, so I remember just being with my friends and being like, dude, food up here sucks, Montreal food sucks. But then you go to like nice restaurants there and it is like some of the best food on earth, like really really good. I went to a great restaurant in Ottawa. I'm a sucker for just a great restaurant. I had fucking
love a great restaurant.
This caviar was like a layer of caviar, a layer of dill, and then like some other like cream, and then you'd put it on these little fucking. Oh, it was fucking
fire. Good food. Good food is something. It's a moment to savor, right? Because it's not just the taste of the food and all that. It's the presentation, you know, the ambiance. But so there'll be this whole idea around that restaurant, or even it could even be like this street cart. Like that is just fucking unreal. Like there's a one that does Wagyu, A5 Wagyu ribs in Japan. And then it's just depend. They'll list what weight of rib that they have and you can purchase it. And then they buy the weight. That's how much it costs. So like, I don't remember what the size of the one I got was, but this is from a street cart thing, like a food truck.
Wow.
And they're all smoked fucking Wagyu ribs.
I'm getting so hungry
right
now.
They were like, it was like $80 for this.
Wow.
But fuck, it was delicious.
The best.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing about you go into a restaurant, like, it's visual, it's a smell, it accentuates like the whole experience. You know what I'm saying? So if you're on a date with a chick, you go to a nice restaurant, whatever it is, you're sort of like, you're hammering the entire experience into all of your senses. That's why I love it, dude. That's why I miss drinking for that reason, too.
Yeah.
But like, you said a bourbon. I was like, dude, I would love to try your bourbon. It's not a hard, fast rule. I'll have a drink if I go out and do something special, but I was just drinking too much. But yeah, dude, just a fucking, a nice glass of wine.
When you sit down on your like empty stomach. best mood of my life. Best mood of my life.
When you're about to go on a drive.
You can replace all your expensive dinner dates with just Progresso soup candies.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
there you go.
Need
it, dude. Hey, I can walk around.
Yeah, no, French onion.
Yeah. Is there, you can do that with really any food. It's not going to be soup.
No, you can have any spaghetti.
Yeah. That's the future.
Okay. Sardines and toast.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get out of here, we'll do one more of these here. Let's go to Does It Live or Does It Die, Shannon?
Does it live or does it die?
Okay, so this took place in China. There was a boy who dropped a firework down a sewer, and this is what happened.
A boy, Shannon. Shannon, I told you not to show us children dying.
Oh, but I mean, maybe he lives.
Maybe he lives.
Let's see.
We'll be the judge of this, exactly. Obviously. I thought that was going to be Chinese music.
Just going to da 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 da.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
He lived.
Josh is like, I've killed the Chinese boy.
Yeah. No,
that kid is alive.
It's really durable. Let me tell you. If you made tires out of Chinese children, they would never wear out.
They have nine rives.
Nine rives. I like it. I like it. One more time. Jesus Christ, dude.
That's brutal.
I would say he lived because he's a kid.
One more time.
Are you saying there's something they eat that would give them nine lives?
Yeah.
How many times did he flip? One more time.
Whee!
He did a full two flips.
Yeah.
A full two flips. I'm going to say that he lives only because I don't think Shannon would show us child death.
I was thinking that too. Yeah.
I specifically told her not to show us child death. Shannon, what's the last child death you showed us? And I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, the kids that got buried on the beach.
Okay.
Yeah, I freaked out.
But you also get mad when I show you too many where people live, so I don't know.
Well,
where
you can't. Oh, it's, does it live or does it die? We have to play the game, Shannon.
I'm going live. Also, not just for the hope of it, but also seeing how relaxed he was when he was flying through the air.
Yeah,
I go live because I feel like it's the same reason drunk people survive car accidents.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because
they
just ragdolled.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
and you know, I've seen Jackie Chan movies.
Yeah, they know what they're doing here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to vote lived. Lived.
He did live.
He lived. Yes. Thank God. Thank God.
Rushed to the hospital where he is expected to survive.
We don't know that he lived, Shannon.
He's alive right now.
Well, goddamn. If he dies, then he dies.
Cool. Yeah. I just watched a dead kid.
Yeah.
Shannon, this happened recently?
Yes. When did this happen? Let's see. Friday. Last Friday.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
In China.
Damn.
But he's fine. He's going to be great. Like a
cartoon. What type of fucking firework was that? That's crazy.
Well, it just ignited all these Chinese farts, I guess. You know,
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
Just like too much Szechuan beef. And
That's true. Well, fuck, Shannon. Thanks for bumming me out at the end of the show.
He's fine.
Oh, maybe. He's
good. He'll be making iPhones again in no time. Don't worry.
Yeah, seriously. It's all good.
We're all good.
Tiny little hands.
Oh, shit. All right, look. That was a great show. Thank you guys so much. Josh Barnett, you're fucking great. Very fun. Go watch everything that he does. Check out Bloodsport. Yeah. Check out GCW. Go to joshbarnett.com. Go see Maddie Smith on the road.
Go up to me live.
So fucking funny. And I don't say that about women. So the fact that I wouldn't lie. I'm a real ass dude. Everyone knows it about
real
me.
Real ass.
Keep it real ass. Would not say that. Maddie's actually funny. Not even just for a woman. Even compared to some guys, Maddie is very
some
funny.
Some guys.
Much funnier than me.
I don't even know anymore.
We'll check you guys on Wednesday with another incredible show. Until then, good night.
When they making noise.